Chapter 17. Canoe. During my fourth year on the island, my clothes were already very old. I started to use the skins of the animals. I made a cap and other clothes from the skins. They kept me cool in the strong sun. And they protected me from the heavy rain. But the clothes weren't enough. I also needed an umbrella. It took me some time to make the umbrella, but I was successful in the end. I was quite happy with my life on the island. I had everything what I needed for my life on the island. My life on the island continued for the next 5 years. During this time I decided to make a new canoe. The canoe was smaller and it was easier to move. I wanted to travel around the island in it. When the canoe was finished, I put food, water and tools in it. I was ready for the trip. I wanted to test if I could go around the island in my canoe. The trip started during my sixth year on the island on the 6th of June. The beginning of my trip wasn't easy for me. I was in danger when my journey started. I had to go around some rocks in the sea. When I wanted to go back to the coast, I realized that there was a strong current. The current was taking me away from the island. The situation was horrible. I was scared. I thought, I will die in the open sea. I didn't have enough food and water for a long journey. I fought very hard against the current for 2 hours. Finally, I managed to get close to my island. I could continue my trip around the island. Now I knew that I was stronger than the currents around the island. It made me feel good. Soon, I found a small river which went further inside the island. But I got nowhere because soon the river was very narrow. Stones blocked the way. I couldn't continue. I got off my canoe. I went to explore this part of the island. It wasn't far from the part of the island which I knew. I even found the way to my house in the valley. I was so tired from the trip that I fell asleep. I was woken up by a voice. The voice was saying my name, Robinson, where are you? Robinson, where are you? First I was scared, but then I saw my parrot pull on top of the fence. He knew this sentence for me. And he was saying it with the same intonation as me. I was surprised to see him here. I thought, why wasn't he at home? Still, I was happy to hear somebody talk to me. I left the canoe where it was and I returned home with the parrot. I didn't make another such trip for a year. I stayed in my house most of the time. I kept making tools and pots. I was better at making baskets.